Well, President Trump was scheduled to meet today with his current National Security Advisor, Army General H.R. McMaster, as we've been hearing reports that U.S. commanders on the ground in Afghanistan have been asking for more U.S. troops to help the Afghan army fight a resurgent Taliban. The U.S. is also fighting ISIS in Afghanistan. Two U.S. Army Rangers were killed during a firefight with ISIS fighters earlier this month, although the Pentagon is investigating if they might have been killed by so-called friendly fire. Phil Ewing is NPR's National Security Editor. He joins us now. And Phil, right now there are about 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan. Do we know if there are talks to send more or how many?
There are talks to send more. This process began with a visit earlier this year by General John Nicholson, who's the top U.S. commander there. He told members of Congress the war in Afghanistan was, in his phrase, quote unquote, in stalemate, and that he needed many more forces to be able to break it open again. Many of those will probably come from the United States, and some of them will come from the European allies of NATO who have been alongside American troops there since the beginning of this conflict. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is in Europe this week to ask those allies to send more troops. And what we understand from defense and national security officials is under consideration here in Washington is simply doing more, sending more forces, pushing American advisors down to lower levels in the Afghan military, and picking up the pace of actual combat, especially in the counterterrorism fight. You mentioned a moment ago the threat of ISIS in Nangarhar. The U.S. could do more there. It could also do more to take out groups like the Haqqani Network that comes over the border from Pakistan and from these Taliban allies, especially in the south, who have made a lot of gains over the past few years because the Afghan military hasn't been able to hold the territory that it recaptured.
Well, you talk about pushing U.S. troops down to lower levels working with Afghans. Maybe is that down to battalions? Are these going to be combat troops?
They probably will not be combat troops in the way they were in the previous phases of this war, although that appears to be possible, and Trump appears to be open to doing more of what the military calls kinetic operations, where American forces are in combat and fighting and killing hostile forces. It's also entirely possible that combat advisors could go down to the battalion level with Afghan leaders, and so instead of being embedded at the highest headquarters in the rear with the generals at the corps or division levels, at the brigade or even battalion levels with operational forces who are actually outside the wire on patrol, and that the Americans believe enables them to give better advice and support to those forces, but it also exposes them to more of the dangers in combat.
Sure.
We saw an American sailor killed in Somalia this week who is doing that kind of mission with forces there against al-Shabaab.
Well, during the campaign, President Trump promised to be more aggressive fighting ISIS, but he said very little about Afghanistan, even though ISIS is there. What do we know is going on in his inner circle? What voices are being raised? Is this a debate within the White House, how many troops to send and how far down they go towards combat?
I don't know that it is that much of a debate. Trump has shown a willingness, which he's talked about publicly, to push decision-making on a lot of these issues down to the levels of his commanders. Lieutenant General McMaster, the National Security Advisor, Defense Secretary Mattis, General Nicholson in Afghanistan, Marine General Joe Dunford, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they appear to have formed their own kind of working-level group and determined. Nicholson says he needs 3,000 more, maybe we'll send 3,000 more, maybe less. And when they have finalized their recommendations and presented them to the president, it appears likely, at least now, that Trump will go along with what the commanders want. He sells it as a feature of his administration that he is no longer, as critics said Obama did, micromanaging these things from the White House. He says they have the room to run that he says they need to make these decisions about troop levels and strategy and the fight against ISIS in Afghanistan and all the other engagements that America's involved in.
So possibly thousands more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, the longest war in U.S. history, 16 years. Phil Ewing, NPR's National Security Editor, thank you.
Thank you.